以弗所书一章十五到二十三节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。读经到此。
今天证道的是本堂牧者王维发牧师，同意的是曾胜弟兄。今天证道题目是关于大能的祷告。
Very good morning，
大家早上好。
It's good to be back with you at the Mandarin service.
能回到华文堂是我非常高兴的。
I remember when I came to Zion 12 years ago, there was just the Mandarin and the Cantonese service.
我记得12年前我刚到锡安堂的时候，当时只有华文部和那个粤语堂。
Today we have the Mandarin English service as well as the Hokkien service.
今天我们有华音堂，也有那个福建堂的。
We thank God for the growth we are seeing in the Chinese-speaking part of our church.
我们感谢主为这个讲华语的这一区域来有这个很大的成长。
And we continue to pray for growth.
我们继续为成长来祷告。
Today we're going to be looking at the prayer of the Apostle Paul for the church.
我们今天要思考保罗的一个祷告。
There was a time when our two daughters were living in two different parts of the world.
有一段时间，我的两个女儿住在世界的不同的地方。
One was living in Singapore.
一个住在新加坡。
Another living in the United States.
另外一个在美国。
And my wife and I were living in Hawaii.
我与我的妻子，我们住在夏威夷。
And from time to time we come together.
有时候我们会来聚在一起。
And whenever we come together, I like to have us pray together as a family.
每次我们聚在一起的时候，我们都想要一个家庭来一起祷告。
And I like to listen to the prayers of my two daughters.
我每次都很喜欢听我两个女儿的祷告。
What do they pray for?
他们祷告什么呢？
Because when you listen to a person's prayer, you can sense what is on the person's heart.
因为你当你听一个人祷告的时候，你可以知道他心上有什么事。
And you know what is important to the person.
你也可以知道那对那个人来说最重要的事是什么。
So today when we looked at the prayer of the Apostle Paul,
所以当我们今天来看使徒保罗的祷告的时候，
We will understand what is important to him.
我们可以认识到对他来说什么是重要的。
And what is important to the church?
对教会来说什么是重要的。
And what should be important to all of us?
对我们来说什么是重要的。
So what should we pray for?
所以我们要祷告什么呢？
So let's look at the text that's been read to us.
所以我们来看这个经文。
In verse 15, Paul begins by saying, For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints.
所以第十五节，保罗说，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Paul begins by praising the people for their faith and for their love.
所以保罗先以表扬信徒的信心和他们的爱来表扬开始。
And these two things represent the vertical and the horizontal dimensions of our faith.
所以这两个东西代表了这个垂直和横向的关系。
Our faith in the Lord Jesus is our relationship with God.
所以我们在在主耶稣里面的信心是我们与上帝的关系。
Our love for believers is our relationship with people.
我们对信徒的相爱是我们对人们的相爱。
And both these relationships are important.
这两个关系都很重要。
For some people, they only believe in the vertical relationship. They are only interested in their relationship with God.
有些人只关心那个垂直的关系，他们只在乎与神的关系。
So they say, I come to church only to worship God.
所以他们说我来教会只是为了敬拜主。
There's no need for me to talk to people or get to know people.
并不需要我去跟其他人沟通。
Oh, that's not right.
这样是不对的。
There are some people come to church just to meet people.
有些人来教会只是为了见更多的人。
All they're interested in is catching up with news with other people.
他们只在乎与更多人有更多的关系。
That's also not right.
这样也是不对的。
There should be our faith in the Lord Jesus.
我们在主耶稣里要有信心。
And there should also be our love for our fellow believers.
我们也需要在我们信徒中有那个爱心。
Because we cannot belong to the head of the church, which is Jesus Christ, without belonging also to the body, which is the church.
因为我们不能属于头，就是基督的代表，而不属于身体。
Then notice how Paul goes on to give thanks to God.
然后接下来保罗就感谢神。
He said, I've not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers.
他说就为你们不住的感谢神祷告的时候常提到你们。
But he also says, I keep asking.
可是他也说他不住的祈求。
And notice how he gave thanks to God before he asked God.
你看到他先感谢神然后再祈求神。
Giving thanks and asking should go together.
所以感谢和祈求应该是相连的。
Again, sometimes we tend to ask God for things and forget to thank God.
所以有时候我们常常祈求神，但并没有感谢神。
So in our prayers, we should begin with thanking God first and then asking God second.
所以我们的祷告中，我们应该先以感恩来开始，然后再祈求。
Thanking and asking should go together.
所以感谢和祈求应该是相连的。
Now let us look at the prayer of the Apostle Paul.
所以我们现在来看保罗的祷告。
If you look at the text, there seem to be many things that he's asking for.
所以你看经文的话，他好像祈求很多事情。
I'd like to make it simple by just focusing on two things.
所以我们来比较简化，我们看两个重点。
The first is found in verse 17.
第一个是在17节。
He says in verse 17 that the God of our Lord Jesus, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
在第十七节他说求我们主耶稣基督的神将那赐人智慧的启示的灵赐给我们让我们更真的知道。
And he says the same thing in verse 18. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
他在第十八章也说了同样的东西他祈求照明你们心中的眼睛。
He's praying for the spirit of revelation and the enlightening of our eyes.
他是为我们为这个启示和能照明我们心中的眼睛来祷告。
In other words, may the Holy Spirit give us understanding.
另外就是愿圣灵可以赐我们认识。
And may our spiritual eyes be open to see what the Spirit is saying to us.
也愿我们属灵的眼睛可以打开，能认识到圣灵所要告诉我们的东西。
So we could say the first thing that Paul is praying for the church and for all of us is that we may have light.
所以第一件保罗要为我们和我们的教会祷告就是我们要有光。
Secondly, he prays in verse 17 of in verses 18 and 19.
所以第二个就是他在第十八和第十九节来祷告的。
That you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of the glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe.
对，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等的丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
He's praying for us to have great power.
他愿我们有大能来祷告。
And then he goes on in verse 20 to say that it's like the working of his mighty strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
所以他在第二十节继续讲到，就是照着他在基督上身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活。
So he's praying for the church and for us to have mighty strength.
所以他为教会祷告，愿我们可以有大能。
So the second thing I believe he's praying for is for us to have power.
所以第二点就是要我们需要有大能大力。
So these are the two things that Paul is praying for the church.
所以保罗为教会和信徒所祷告的就是这
两件事情。First, that we may have light.
第一个我们要有光。
And secondly, that we have power.
第二就是我们有大能大力。
Now you know that light and power are very important to our lives.
我们知道光和能力 在我们生命中是非常重要的。
Every day we are depending on light.
每天我们都需要依赖光。
And we are depending on power, electrical power.
我们也有需要依赖电力的能源。
In Singapore, we call this Public Utility Board, or now it's called Singapore Power.
所以我们新加坡就是有这个公用事务局，现在也是新能源。
We need to have light in our homes.
我们在我们家中需要有光。
And we need to have power in our homes.
我们在我们家庭也需要有这个能源。
So in the same way, in the church, in our spiritual lives, we need to have both of them.
所以在教会里也是一样，在我们的属灵的生命中，我们需要这两个东西。
And these two things are important to everything we do.
而这两个东西对于我们要做的每件事情都是重要的。
Let's look at them one by one.
我们来一个一个的看。
Let's look at light.
我们先来看光。
Light alone is not good enough.
光本身不足够。
You put a blind person in a room full of light and you'll still not be able to see.
你把一个瞎子放在一个充满光的房间，他还是看不到。
So you also need sight.
所以你也要有视觉。
Now the Bible tells us that there are those who are ever hearing but never understanding. There are those who are seeing but never perceiving.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们有很多就是一直在听见却不明白，而且一直在看见却不晓得的人。
And that's because they are spiritually blind.
那是因为他们是在属灵上是瞎子。
So light is of no use to them.
所以光对他们来说没有用。
If you have light and you don't have sight, you still can't see.
如果你有光但你没有视觉，你还是看不见。
And that is why Paul says that we should pray for the eyes of our heart to be open.
所以保罗祈求到愿这个可以照明我们心里的眼睛。
The Bible tells us that the devil has blinded the people of the world.
圣经告诉我们，这个魔鬼弄瞎了世人的眼睛。
The god of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀的福音的光照着他们。
Sometimes we try to share the gospel with a non-Christian.
有时候我们可能会跟一个未信主的人来分享福音。
But no matter how much we tell the person,
但不管我们多么的解释这个福音给那个人。
And how long we try to persuade him,
也不管我们用多少时间来说服这个人。
We find that he still can't understand.
我们发现他还是无法理解。
And that's because the spiritual eyes are not open to see.
那是因为属灵的眼睛并没有被打开。
So we need to pray for.God to open their spiritual eyes.
所以我们要祈求神可以把他们的属灵的眼睛打开。
Sometimes there are people coming to church for many years.
有时候可能有个人来教会很多年了。
You know, they listen to the word of God.
他也听了神的话语。
They have heard the gospel many times.
他也听了福音很多次。
But they still cannot believe.
但他们还是不信。
We need to ask them to pray a very simple prayer.
我们需要他们做一个很简单的祷告。
Lord, open my spiritual eyes so that I can see spiritual truths.
主啊，把我的属灵的眼睛打开，让我可以看到属灵的真理。
So we need to ask God to give us sight.
所以我们要祈求神给我们视觉。
And then we ask God to give us light.
然后再赐给我们光。
Sight is given to us by the Holy Spirit.
视觉是圣灵赐给我们的。
But light is given to us by the word of God.
但光是通过神的话语赐给我们的。
Remember, there's a verse in the Bible that says that the word of God is the light to our path.
在我们诗篇有一章经文是，他说：“你的话是我脚前的灯。”
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
You know, every day we need God's guidance.
每一天我们都需要神的带领。
What to do?
要做什么
？What not to do?
不该做什么？
And how to do it?
而且怎么样去做
？We need the word of God to constantly guide us.
我们需要神的话语来持续的来带领我们。
And this is light.
而这就是光。
And when we read the word of God, we are given direction and guidance.
而当我们读神的话语的时候，他会赐给我们指引和带领。
So the Spirit open our eyes.
所以圣灵打开我们的眼睛。
And give us sight.
给我们视觉。
The word of God give us light.
神的话语赐给我们光。
And with this, we know what to do and how to do it.
有了这些，我们知道要做什么，而且该怎么去做。
The second thing that Paul prays for the church is for power.
第二点，保罗为教会祷告就是有大能。
Light and power go together.
所以光和能力是相连的。
We find this in physics. We find this also in botany.
我们在物理学和植物学中可以看到。
You know, in physics, light energy can be converted into electrical energy.
在物理中，物理光能可以被转化为电能。
Some of the houses they have these solar panels on the roof that takes in the sunlight and converts it into electrical power.
有些房子上有那些太阳能板，所以他们可以吸收太阳能，把它们转为电能。
We find this also the case in botany.
所以在植物学中，我们看也是同样的。这样的情况。
You know, plants always grow towards the light.
所以植物总是往朝着太阳方向来长。
And the more they turn their leaves to the light, the more energy they get to grow.
所以他们当他们把他们叶子转向太阳的方向的时候，他们可以得到更加多的能力。
Plants are able to convert light into power.
植物可以把光转为能力。
In the same way, when we receive the light of God's word.
所以当我们收到得到神话语的能力的时候是一样的。
Not only are our eyes enlightened,
并不是我们眼睛被照明。
Our wills also empowered.
我们的意志也有能力。
In other words, when our eyes are filled with light,
所以当我们眼睛被光充满的时候
，our hands are filled with power.
我们的手也充满着能力。
But why do we sometimes feel so weak?
但为什么有时候我们觉得这样的软弱呢
？What is it that sometimes we know what to do, yet we don't have the strength to do it?
为什么有时候我们知道要做什么，但我们没有这个力量去做
？The problem is not with the power.
问题不在于这个大能。
God's power is always there for us.
神的大能总是在那里。
We are told that this power is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead.
圣经告诉我们，这个大能是同样一个让基督从死里复活的大能。
There could be two things that are stopping us from using the power that God makes available to us.
有两件事情可能阻止我们应用这样的大能。
One is ignorance.
第一个是无知。
We just don't realize that this power is available to us.
我们就是不晓得实际上有这样的大能。
There's a story told about a beggar.
有一个故事讲到一个乞丐。
All he had was just a begging bowl.
他唯一拥有的就是一个乞讨的一个碗。
He had used it for many years to beg for food.
他用他多年来乞讨食物。
To beg for money.
乞讨金钱。
And that bowl has become soiled and dirty.
而这个碗变得非常的那个污垢。
One day he fell sick.
有一天他病了。
And he thought he was going to die.
他以为他要死了。
So he brought the bowl to his friend at the pawn shop.
所以他带给他在当铺的一个朋友。
He said, "Can you give me some money for my bowl?"
他说，请把我的碗当掉，给我一点钱。
So I can have a last meal and then die.
这样我可以有最后的一餐，然后死去。
His friend examined the bowl.
所以他那个朋友他检查那个碗。
And he gave it a few scratches.
然后刮了几道痕子。
And he said to the beggar, "You won't die."
然后他告诉那个乞丐，你不会死。
And your next meal will not be your last meal.
而且你的下一餐不会你的不会是你的最后一餐。
You see, this bowl is made of gold.
因为这个碗是用纯金铸造的。
You are a very rich man.
你将会是一个非常富有的人。
You see, he was a rich man with a golden bowl.
所以他是既然是个富有人，因为他有一个金造的碗。
Yet he was living like a beggar.
但他是还是过了一个乞丐的生活。
So ignorance can keep us from drawing upon the power that God makes available to us.
所以无知可能会阻止我们可以得到由神来的大能。
The other reason why we do not have this power is that sin has short-circuited our power.
所以第二点就是可能是罪恶。剥夺了我们的能力。
Sin can keep us away from the power that God makes available to us.
所以罪恶可以把我们远离这个大能。
You know, sin is like a bad connection.
所以罪恶像是有点像是接触不好。
You have the equipment.
你有那个仪器和设备。
You have the power.
你有那个能源。
But somewhere along the line, something is broken.
但线路中可能有一个损坏的地方。
So the power doesn't flow from the source to the equipment.
所以那个能力无法从那个源头流到那个仪器上。
You see, there are two reasons why power doesn't come to us.
所以能力不来到我们身上有两个原因。
We have said the first reason is ignorance.
第一个就是无知。
You know, sometimes you try to operate equipment and then you realize that you forgot to put in the plug into plug into the wall, into the socket.
有时候可能你在操作一个机器的时候，你发现其实你没有把那个插头插到那个插板上面去。
Or you put in the plug, but you forgot to turn on the switch.
或者你插上了插头，可是你没有打开那个开关。
Now that's ignorance.
这个就是无知。
But sometimes you plug in, you turn on the switch.
但有时候你插好了，你打开那个源头了。
But your equipment is not working.
但你的这个机器不能操作。
Why? Because somewhere along the line.The wire is broken.
那是因为可能在线路中有一个损坏的地方。
And that's what sin does to us.
这个就是罪恶的那个会这个罪恶在我们生命中的那个导致。
When we sin against the Lord, power is cut off.
所以当我们犯罪的时候，能力就被切断了。
God wants us to have the power.
神希望我们可以得到这个能力。
But if we sin against Him, the power is cut off.
但如果我们犯罪，这个能力就被切断。
And the only way we can recover the power is by repenting and going back to Him and asking for forgiveness.
所以唯一我们可以这个恢复这个能源的时候，我们是可以要忏悔，回到他那边祈求宽恕。
So these are the two things that Paul prays for all of us.
所以这是保罗为我们所有人祈祷的两件事情。
That we will have light.
我们可以有光。
And that we will have power.
我们可以有能力。
These are the two important things, most important things in our lives.
所以这是在我们生命中最重要的两件事情。
So this morning, let us be praying.
所以这个今天早上让我们来祷告。
Be praying for ourselves.
为我们自己祷告。
Be praying for one another.
为他人一起祷告。
And praying for the church.
为教会祷告。
First of all, that the Holy Spirit will enlighten us and give us light.
愿圣灵可以光照我们，赐给我们亮光。
And secondly, that the word of God will empower us and give us power.
也愿主耶稣的话语能赋我们能力，赐我们力量。
So let us pray to be enlightened.
所以祈求我们可以开启。
And let us pray to be empowered.
所以让我们祈求可以被赋予能力。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Let's take a few moments to pray for ourselves.
我们先花一点时间为我们自己祷告。
Pray for the Holy Spirit to open our eyes.
愿圣灵可以开我们的眼睛。
So that we may be able to see.
让我们可以看见。
Pray for the Word of God to enlighten us.
愿神的话语可以照明我们。
So that we will know what to do.
这样我们可以知道要做什么。
Let us pray for the Lord Jesus to empower us.
也愿主耶稣基督能赋予我们力量。
We know that our Lord Jesus has tremendous power.
我们知道我们的主耶稣拥有巨大的能力。
And that power is available to us.
而那个能力是提供给我们的。
Dear God, we thank you for your word this morning.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你们，你今天早上赐给我们的话语。
Thank you for reminding us what we need.
感谢你再次提醒我们，我们需要什么。
We need light.
我们需要光。
We need power.
我们需要能力。
We need to be enlightened and we need to be empowered.
我们需要被照明，我们需要被赋予力量。
We need to know how to walk, where to go.
我们需要知道如何行走，往哪个方向走。
So may your word be a light to our path.
愿你的话语是在做我们路上的光。
Sometimes we feel weak and we find that we are not able to do what we want to do.
有时候我们会觉得软弱，我们无法做我们想要做的事情。
So we pray that you will grant us strength and power.
所以我们祈求你赐给我们力量和能力。
To do what we believe you want us to do.
来去做我们认为你要我们做的事情。
And to avoid doing those things that you do not want us to do.
而且避免去做那些你不喜悦我们去做的事情。
Give us the strength.
赐给我们力量。
Give us your light.
赐给我们你的光。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我奉靠主耶稣的名祷告。